By Christmas morning, 1,500 Marines will have deployed to Afghanistan as part of President Obama's troop increase, and more are on the way. Catherine Welch of member station WHQR stopped by a Christmas party for a Marine unit that's preparing to ship out from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina.
In just a few weeks, 200 or so Marines will say goodbye to their families for another deployment. They're members of a combat logistics battalion. Their ultimate destination, unknown. For now, they're celebrating the Marines' version of a company Christmas party.
Hey, sir.
Hey, doing good. Yourself?
The battalion's officers have traded their battle uniforms for aprons. They're serving up the ham, turkey, and stuffing. Major Keith Owens is the battalion's executive officer, although at this moment, he's just in charge of the salad.
Just before the holidays, we're having our dinner.
Owens has only missed one Christmas in his 17-year career. He knows that's not typical. He's been telling his men to spend the holidays preparing for the deployment, but not to get caught up in the fact that they'll soon ship out.
Why make it worse while you're here? By saying, oh, woe is me, he's going to be gone. Might as well just enjoy it while you're here. Doesn't do you any good to dwell on it now.
Next apron over is Lieutenant Jim Fettner. He's the battalion's dentist.
Hey, Sergeant Major, how you doing? I'm doing great. Merry Christmas.
He's slapping huge slices of ham and turkey on people's plates. For him, this next deployment times out perfectly.
My wife's birthday, I'm going to get my wife's birthday right when I get back, unless we get extended or something. So God was looking out for me, absolutely. Set that up perfect. Hey, guys, Merry Christmas.
The food line stretches all the way down the dining hall. Kids and wives and Marines, and not a uniform in the line. The Marines didn't have to wear them to the party.
I've missed numerous Christmases.
Midway down the line, Staff Sergeant Jesse Andrews holds his baby girl as he tries to remember how many holidays he's spent away from home.
Probably 6 or 7, so it's been interesting.
This combat logistics battalion is like a floating 911. They will patrol the globe on a Navy ship until there's a call for help. Then they could head anywhere, including Afghanistan. Once at work, their job is to maintain vehicles and keep Marines on the ground stocked with everything from beans to bullets to Band-Aids. Andrews is grateful that this year they don't have to leave until after the holidays.
It's nice to actually be able to spend some time at home with family and friends, you know, but you know, there's a lot of us that didn't get that opportunity, so it happens. You know, it's part of the job.
He's talking about some friends of his. They're in units that have just left for Afghanistan.
Definitely a lot of buddies that are deployed right now.
So what, you have a turkey leg for them?
Or? I'll try to, depending on how much food's left up here.
There's plenty of food. Further down the line, 5-year-old Melanie Mata stands patiently with her mom waiting for her dinner. Her dad's the unit's combat cook. He's over at the table holding his infant son. Melanie, wearing a red party dress, is excited to talk with Santa.
Told me to tell Santa Claus to get me a Suzu pet for Christmas, a princess and a frog, tent, something for baby brother too.
She's never known a Christmas without her dad, but the members of this combat logistics unit are well aware that other Marines have been rolling out of Camp Lejeune by the hundreds in the weeks before Christmas. Still, these Marines are here with family. Watching their kids beam as Santa walks into the room, ready to get his orders for Christmas morning. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.